Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? Well, today we're going to talk about something that's so common in business it happens to everybody. And that's how we get through the difficult business day. Have you ever noticed when you hire a new salesperson who may not even know as much as they should, they just tear it up. They're out there creating prospects. They're out there creating business. They just do it because they believe they can do this. And as time goes on, what happens? Well, they start to get complacent. They start to know too much. They start to feel, and I need this, I need that. I don't have the right business cards. I don't have the right marketing materials. If you would only give me this, I would be fine. They lose that determination because they start not to believe in themselves. It's everywhere. We look at it and see it everywhere. You know, some little startup starts, and they're just gung-ho, and they start to realize the difficulty in business. All of a sudden, they're not so gung-ho, and they fail. Somebody else starts up, and they start this little company in their dorm room at college, and they're just determined, and they keep that motivation, and they deal with the difficulties, and they turn into Facebook. It's amazing, because what we think is what we are. It is just so true. You know, people have said for years, what you eat is what you are. If you eat fatty foods, if you eat things that are bad for you, you're going to be sick. You have to eat food that is good for you, and it's not going to create you health problems. And in business, health problems can be created by not paying attention to what's going on during the day and not paying attention to the difficulty. Difficulty is just part of business. Stress is just part of business. When you wake up in the morning, it's not, do I have a problem? It's, what problem will I have in my business? If I'm not having enough problems in my business, well, am I doing enough business? And am I dealing with the problems that I have so they never happen again? I hear people say this statement all the time. I spend my days putting fires out. Well, what they're saying is I have difficulty in my business, but I don't deal with it. I don't face it. I don't take care of it. So if we want to be successful, we want to have a relatively calm, if there's such a thing in business, calm life, we need to face the difficulty. And we get through the business day by taking the toughest challenges we possibly can and dealing with them. We don't procrastinate. We don't stress about them. If there's a customer complaint and they're a difficult person, we pick that phone up. If we have problems with a salesperson not selling and not doing their job, we bring them in and we talk to them. If we have problems with our own motivation, we look in the mirror and we go, what's going on here today? I can't afford one day not to be on my game. If I'm not on my game one day, all the people around me are going to see it. They're going to sense it. Maybe my banker will come in, my insurance agent, my salespeople aren't going to be as productive. Difficulty is just part of being in business. It's nothing extraordinary. It's going to happen every single day. As a matter of fact, we should embrace it. We should see challenges and problems as an opportunity. And what is it an opportunity to do? It's an opportunity to improve the business. It's an opportunity to get to the root cause of the problem. And then we go on to the next problem and the next problem. And as long as you stay in business, you will wake up every single morning, you will walk into your business, and you will have problems. And if there are no problems or challenges, as we should call them, and you turn around and you go, there's nothing going on here, we're not doing enough business. We're not talking to enough people. We're not making it happen. So get the right attitude. Don't go, oh, my goodness, I got another problem today. I can't believe it. This is so bad. Go, yes, I am knowledgeable enough, I am strong enough, and I am able to take care of this. And I will. I'll take care of anything that comes my way because I am a business person. This isn't a job. It's a way of life. I'm proud to be a business person. I'm going to get more educated all the time. I am going to teach. I am going to instruct. I am going to motivate the people around me to learn how to deal with difficult problems. We're not going to run away from them, because when we run away from them, the problems are faster than we are. They catch up with us. So embrace the problem, take care of the problem, move on to the next thing. When you do that and you get used to doing it, it'll just be another day. Won't knock you off balance. It'll be just fine. This is Howard LeWinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.